This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we had about 10,000 out today in Las Vegas. Who says Vegas is not a political town? It is for Wayne Allen Root. I'm the only guy in the state besides Trump himself who can get 10,000 people out to an event. And just like Trump, it's because you guys are the greatest fans in the world. You love Trump, you love Wayne Root, and I really appreciate it, and I really love all of you back. As you know, I'm the only guy in the world that would walk up a six-story parking garage and say hi to every single person. Every single person. I think I shook hands or hugged or took photos with pretty much every one of the 10,000 of you that I could find. Now, there were thousands on the side streets waiting as we drove out. As Cindy and I drove out in my Maserati with the American flag flying through the sunroof, we saw thousands of you on the side streets as well. And as far as that parking garage, we left at like 9:20 a.m. and people told me, several people have now told me that even at 11 o'clock, there are still people on the sixth floor trying to get out. It's just unbelievable. What an incredible crowd and gathering today showed up. I asked you to come, and you came. And that's a testament to my fans, great people, and to Donald Trump's fans, great people. And somehow, the media had to ruin it all, and they're trying to make it like a terrible thing happened in the Capitol, and it sure did terrible thing happen. The cop shot a 16-year-old girl. A white 16-year-old Trump supporter got shot walking into the Capitol building. What? Was she a threat to somebody? Why'd you shoot her? Why'd you shoot her dead? That's an execution. The hell did you do that for? Can you imagine if we shot a black teenage girl at a BLM event? If the police shot him, by God, they'd be rioting and looting and burning for a week in the United States. How many stores would get burned and looted? How many cops would have bricks thrown at them? How many cop cars would have Molotov cocktails thrown in the back seat? But a white Trump-supporting girl got shot dead by Capitol Police. What the hell is that about? How do you know, by the way? You know who these people were? You don't know who these people were. Just because you're wearing a red hat doesn't make you a MAGA supporter. I have several emails from fans who claim that are there, who claim, even though 99% of the crowd was Trump supporters, the people causing the trouble, breaking the windows and leading everybody into the Capitol building, were Antifa. They didn't dress like Trump people. They didn't look like Trump people. They didn't act like Trump people. They were trying to get us in trouble. And that'll never come out. You know, never come out. Just like Charlottesville. Terrible things happened in Charlottesville. I wasn't on the ground. I wasn't on the ground in Washington. But to this day, I've heard all kinds of alternate stories that the mayor and the sheriff are both big Democrats there, and they both wanted to instigate a terrible, you know, conflagration that would cause terrible publicity for conservatives and for Trump. And so they let buses come in to a little small area in Charlottesville where there were a bunch of low-class, low-life KKK idiots with their pointy white hoods. You notice I'm no white extremist? I think they're a joke. You think I support KKK? Are you out of your mind? I'm a Jew. They hate me as much as they hate black people. I have no love for KKK. I don't defend KKK. They're not conservative. There's nothing conservative about them. They're not liberal. They're not conservative. They're just white extremists. And so they pushed them into an area that was very small, and then they let buses come in with Antifa carrying weapons, knives, and lead pipes and baseball bats, and they let them out, and they had nowhere else to go except attack each other, and the battle began in Charlottesville. And a girl got killed in the middle of it all. And they're all at fault, but it certainly wasn't conservatives who did it. So I don't know what happened in the Capitol, but I don't know that conservatives did anything. There were 2 million. The troublemakers might have been like 100 or less. There were 2 million supposed conservatives on the ground. So, of course there's going to be some who are hooligans. Of course there's going to be some who cause trouble. And of course, by the way, all 2 million are frustrated, angry. The election was stolen. I understand your anger. I understand if you wanted to rampage through the streets. I don't want you causing property damage. I don't want you hurting anybody. But I understand if you're upset. You deserve to be upset. And isn't that exactly what liberal politicians said about BLM? Well, cities were burning and stores are being looted and people's lives are being ruined and a retired police captain was shot dead in St. Louis and other police were killed and injured. Isn't that exactly what Democrat politicians said? Well, they got to let some steam off. I think Andrew Cuomo said that. Well, they're all nice people and they're just angry and they have a right to be. It's a racist country. Well, don't our people have a right to be angry? That doesn't condone murder, but guess what? The only murder that I see is one girl killed by the police. None of us committed murder. And as far as who it was that was like inside the chambers of the United States House or Senate, I don't know that any of those were conservatives any more than you claim on Twitter, oh, those charges of voter fraud and election fraud are unproven. Or even disproven. Well, I think there should be an asterisk. Your charges that these were not Antifa, these were conservatives, is completely disputed and unproven. You don't know who these people were. Just because a person wears a red hat doesn't make them MAGA. I think plenty of MAGA people were angry, and I think plenty of them decided they'd had enough, and I think it's only going to get worse. Are you kidding me? You think you could steal our country and there are no consequences? It's going to get much worse. There's going to be violence. There's going to be civil war. There's going to be revolution. I mean, it's just bound to happen. You think it's okay you can laugh at us and taunt us and steal our country, and then when we respond, we're the bad guys? But I don't know that today any of those people did anything other than run around a little bit and knock a few barricades over. I know the only real violence was one of our people was killed, shot dead by the police. I know in Vegas I met 10,000 people or more, shook hands with almost every single one of them, and they were all nice people. Matter of fact, I would say the majority were women. That's my audience. My audience is probably 60-40 women to men, and I would say today's event was 60-40 women to men. God, there were so many cars with 3, 4, 5 women in them. And they were all nice people. There were no people causing violence or any interest in causing violence. So I have a hard time believing that almost anybody in this crowd, any crowd of 2 million is going to have someone who commits violence for any side. But certainly this was 2 million liberal BLM Antifa protesters. There would be 50 times more violence. But a few people probably got carried away. I have no doubt about that. And I understand why they got carried away. Just like all the politicians who made excuses for the BLM people. It's that I understand why they're mad. Racism. You just stole our election. You're treating us like crap. You think you own us now because you got a 50-50 tie in the U.S. Senate. And you control the House by the smallest, tightest number since like 1900. And you won the presidency through pure cheating. And now you think you have a right to tell us what to do for the rest of our lives? I've got news for you. It ain't going to happen. And by the way, breaking news, an adult male was stabbed outside of the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C. Stabbing took place shortly after the Capitol was cleared of Trump supporters. D.C. police tell NBC an adult male has been stabbed outside of Trump Hotel. The victim has been transported conscious and breathing. No arrest has been made. It's about all we know so far. Unclear what sparked the confrontation outside the Trump Hotel, where I've stayed, I guess, 4 times now. Unarmed pro-Trump woman shot by Capitol Police has died. I don't know how that's Trump's fault. I don't know how that's conservatives' fault. Matter of fact, I've seen the video now of police letting people, taking the barricades down, and encouraging people, go on into the Capitol building. Go on in. Police, the video shows that. I'm just telling you what I saw, what many other conservatives are saying on Twitter, Facebook, and Parler. They let them in. Was that to instigate trouble and make us look bad? I don't know. Here's what I think people should worry about. Every single day and every night, crime is worse in Chicago, Detroit, and Baltimore, and cities like them. Democrat cities, 100% Democrat controlled for 50, 60, 70, 100 years. Crime is worse than the one day in Washington, D.C. today. A few days ago, we highlighted a graphic that showed Chicagoans aged 20 and under are at far higher risk of dying from homicide than COVID. For Chicagoans under the age of 40, death by homicide is more likely than death by COVID, in many cases far more likely. Here's the breakdown on data obtained from the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office. If you are 19 or younger, you're 46 times more likely to die of homicide than COVID. If you're between the ages of 20 and 24, 12 times more likely. If you're between the ages of 25 and 29, 9 times more likely. If you're between the ages of 30 and 34, 3 times more likely to die of homicide than COVID. Between the ages of 35 and 40, 1.2 times more likely. Once you get above the age of 40, the COVID deaths do overtake homicides. So, should anyone be worrying about homicides in the city of Chicago? Especially when almost every one of them is of a black person, committed by a black person? Should BLM take an interest in that? Should Democrat politicians take an interest in that? I think they should. I think they should take an interest in what's coming to this country. You know what's coming? A Great Depression. It's impossible that as bad as things were because of COVID and as many people are out of work, it's impossible that if you throw in massive new spending programs, massive new taxes, massive new regulations, Green New Deal, and a thousand other things coming down the pike from Democrats, including free health care for illegals, and lockdowns. How about national lockdowns, or how about certainly now state lockdowns, because now you got a Democrat president, no Trump, to protect us and complain about it. By the time you add all that in, it's impossible that we're not headed for the destruction of the American economy, the end of capitalism, and the end of America as we know it. Impossible that we're not headed for a Great Depression. Maybe you should worry about that. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root, libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Yes, you hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Trump.com. Log on, get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TruckGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TruckGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Does your...
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. VRA's on fire, by the way. Listen, with Trump, with Biden as president, which sadly after today is probably the reality, after January 20th, with Biden as president, there's just no choice. You got to find a way to make more money. You're going to have to work twice as hard to make half as much. That's the reality of life on the ground in the United States of America. I believe Great Depression coming. Democrat policies will only lead to a Great Depression. They will only kill small business and the jobs of people that work for small business. And so I love to recommend great ways to make money, VRA. For more than 35 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, worked at the highest levels of Wall Street, raised hundreds of millions of dollars. In 2003, he left Wall Street and he founded VRA, his daily investment economic newsletter, and his top-performing recommendations crushed the markets 88% of the time. I've known Kip for 20 years. I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He is the Nostradamus of the stock market. Each day, he tells you what's happening in the economy, in the markets, and exactly what investments to own. Let him prove how good he really is. Because only for a limited time and only through Wayne Root, Kip is offering his VRA membership free for 2 weeks. Join us now at VRAinsider.com. VRAinsider.com. Free 2 week membership. Tell him Wayne Root sent you. VRAinsider.com. I followed him since about 2002 or 3. So either 18 or 19 years I followed Kip. And it's been a great run. Thank you, Kip. Great stuff. Or maybe 17 or 18 years. I've been with him a long time. Long time. So, look, I said on Twitter that Pence will be the Judas of our time. He will stab Trump today, and that's going to be the end of it. And that's exactly what happened. He betrayed Trump. There's no question about it. Trump's response, by the way, Pence rebuffed Trump's call to reject Biden's electors. Pence said, it's my considered judgment that my oaths of support and defend the Constitution constrains me from claiming unilateral authority to determine which electoral vote should be counted, which should not. The president ripped into Pence for not having the courage to do what he thought should be done to protect our country and our Constitution. Trump tweeted out Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution, giving states a chance to certify a corrected set of facts, not the fraudulent or inaccurate ones which they were asked to previously certify. USA demands the truth. So you got little enemies there between Trump and Pence. Unbelievable. Pence says he can't do it. Come on. All you had to do was say there are, you know, certain states can't be certified because there's such clear evidence of massive voter fraud. And we got to go back and examine those six key states. Twitter did it to Trump today, so you know this is coming to all of us. I mean, my God, I always thought they're not going to suspend Wayne Root, because Wayne Root is a famous guy with millions of followers with a national radio show. They're not going to and a national newspaper column. They're not going to suspend Wayne Root on Twitter or Facebook, right? And then they did. For saying something that wasn't in any way controversial. Twice. And now when you realize they suspended for 12 hours the President of the United States today, and President Trump, if you look at the video they suspended him for, he didn't say anything wrong at all. Now you know what's coming. Now you know what's coming. Bad day today, though. Two pipe bombs found and detonated by bomb squad at the RNC and the DNC in Washington, D.C. They were both evacuated. Capitol Police had to order a lockdown of Capitol, the House, the Senate buildings, urging those outside to seek shelter. So it was definitely a wild day in Washington, D.C., but I wouldn't put it by Antifa and the liberals to do a lot of bad stuff and blame it on us. In any case, a lot of crazy stuff going on, and I'm just sick of how bad these traitors are on the Republican side. Former FBI agent on the ground at the U.S. Capitol says at least one busload of Antifa thugs infiltrated the Trump demonstration. Some example of some bad ones out there. Senator Lindsey Graham said, I could not agree more with President-elect Biden's statement. Liz Cheney, Dick Cheney's daughter, congresswoman, said the president formed the mob, the president incited the mob. These people are all showing how dirty they are, and they are bad. President Trump was literally suspended from Twitter for putting out a video calling for peace, and they said that would instigate violence. And by the way, what was the thing Lindsey Graham agreed with Biden about? Joe Biden demands Trump end supporters' god-awful display on Capitol Hill. Folks, you have no idea how bad it's going to get. Meanwhile, a Great Depression on the way, massive violence, lockdowns. Democrats support giving all of our money to poor people on welfare and food stamps and bankrupting America and illegal aliens and healthcare, free healthcare for illegals. Bad stuff on the way. I'd worry about that.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The count will continue tonight, according to the Speaker of the House. Nancy Pelosi is saying that the joint session of Congress to certify the Electoral College vote will resume Wednesday night once the Capitol is cleared for use. Officials are saying that the Capitol building is secure, but police and the D.C. National Guard remain on the grounds. Police say they have arrested at least 13 people in the protests that saw a crowd breach the Capitol building. One person was shot inside the Capitol building and rushed to the hospital. Officials confirming that person has died of their injuries. The circumstances surrounding that shooting are still unknown, and Metropolitan Police have taken the lead in that investigation. And the Georgia Senate race between incumbent Republican Senator David Perdue and Democratic challenger John Ossoff has gone to Ossoff. With all precincts reporting, Ossoff holds about a 33,000-vote lead over Perdue. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right. Inside Wayne Allyn Root. Great event on the Strip today. I'm sorry Washington, D.C. went so wrong. This is what they were looking for, by the way. Just think about it. 2 million Trump people and like 100 of them got in trouble and a girl got shot to death. And they're going to blame all 2 million and they're going to blame 74 million Trump voters. And meanwhile, I've never been to an event in my entire life with conservatives that wasn't peaceful and wonderful and loving and great people like today. My event in Las Vegas. That's why the whole thing smells bad. It smells like Antifa was at the center of this, caused trouble. And the media is also exaggerating the heck out of the whole thing. Just exaggerating the heck out of it. They underplayed all of the, you know, we hate the police events and we defund the police events and police are pigs and we hope police die. And they underplayed Black Lives Matter events and all the damage and all the violence and all the rioting and all the looting. They underplayed it. And they're completely exaggerating what went on in Washington. I already had Megan Barth in the first hour call in. She was there, or she is there and was there, and tell us that in her opinion she saw very little of anything bad going on. Must have been one little area. And then I saw videos from James Hurston, my guest yesterday. Every Tuesday is my guest. James Hurston's a lawyer and a law professor and a good guy and a real gentleman. And he showed a video of Capitol Police letting people, taking the barricades out of the way and encouraging people to go into the Capitol building. So don't tell me we stormed the Capitol building. That doesn't smell right. Something's wrong. By the way, we'll take calls, 833-927-8255. No guests for the rest of the show, 833-927-8255. Love to take your call, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. Wayne Allyn Root, your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, silent majority warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. And we'll take your calls at 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. What did you see out there today in Vegas? Did you enjoy the event? What did you see out there in Washington? What do you feel about the future of America? When Wayne Root says a Great Depression's on the way, lockdown's on the way, open borders on the way, the destruction of capitalism, destruction of America, destruction of the middle class, what do you think? 833-WAR-TALK. We got Dane in California on line one. Dane, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, listen, first point, you have the world's most secure building probably in the world, with the most powerful people being protected, and they get to storm it like that? Come on. First of all, that should be questioned right there. How does the most secure building in the world get stormed by a bunch of so-called Trump supporters storming it, which was a lie? And I'll tell you why it's a lie. My brother, my sister, or two brothers were there. They were looking at people that had bulletproof vests that with Trump regalia on, and they're looking at him like, what? And they said, and they know who Trump people are. They've been to many, many rallies, Trump rallies, and you know what kind of Trump people are. You get a sense for it. But when they looked at these people, they said, something's wrong here. They got out of there. They left. They left at 2 o'clock. They went back to their hotel. They said, you know, something's not right here. We don't feel good. They actually left because when they're looking at these people. So you can bet for sure, when you see some of the papers that got into the Capitol building, one of the guys was a known Antifa guy with horns on. Okay, he's been known at a June 6th rally. He has a picture of him. He's an Antifa guy. So the whole thing is going to start coming out in little dribbles, but the press is so corrupt, so dishonest, they're trying to make it all Trump's fault, Trump this, Trump supporters. Don't believe a minute of it, a second of it. My family was there. They seen what happened. They know what happened, and so did millions, thousands of other people, too. And it's all going to come out.
Well, it's not going to come out. It'll come out on conservative media, but nowhere will you, you know, remember, Hunter Biden's laptop never came out. It was a matter of national security, and they wouldn't allow it out. So, Dane, it's never coming out. Trust me, it'll come out on our media only. We'll know it, and nobody else. Nobody else will.
You're right there. You're absolutely
sad.
Right there.
But at least very sad. But, you know, here's my consolation for 4 years. For 4 years, despite the fact that the average person knew nothing, was clueless, and that the media battered us and battered Trump and said bad things about us, and Hillary called us deplorables, and for 4 years, none of that mattered because we had the presidency and we had President Trump, and we also had the Senate, and for a while we had the House, and now we got nothing. So when they rip us up now, there's nothing to fall back on, nothing.
And, Wayne, you are absolutely right about Pence. You were spot right on about this traitor, this phony Pence. What a Benedict Arnold. What a shame.
Very sad, very sad. All right, Jane, thanks for the call. We'll take more calls at 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I want to talk a little bit about COVID. I'm going to get off topic for a minute. Because I'm a big fan of Florida, the Sunshine State, and the way that DeSantis, Governor Ron DeSantis, has run his state. Despite no lockdown of any kind and no mask mandate. Remember, my buddy has a furniture store in Florida. And it never closed one day. I'm not saying since they may. I mean, even in the depths of the COVID disaster of March and April, he never closed his store and nobody ever said a word to him. And he had some of the best weeks of his entire career selling furniture in his store during the lockdown because people had nothing else to do and his store was jammed. And so Florida's been open for business, not, you know, like just since the summer, forever. Since the moment COVID came, Florida's been open for business. And despite no lockdowns and no mask mandate, and my buddy, a different buddy, tells me everybody's walking around with no masks. There are no masks in Florida. Despite the no lockdown, no mask mandate, Florida has the same hospitalization rate as the 2018 flu season. That's another lie that's told about to everyone. Oh, my God, all over America, there's so many people invading the emergency rooms and the ICUs and the hospitals. Oh, my God. Don't you know that always ICUs are like 80% full? Always during flu season. It's no different than any other year. They want to suspend our liberties, lock us down, take our businesses away, make us stay in our homes, close down non-essential businesses. Those are people's lives. And yet, Florida's never listened to any of this crap, and they're no higher rate now than during the last flu season. People are flocking to Florida from out of state to enjoy vacations and beaches and host conferences, and they're moving there like crazy. So shouldn't hospital levels be bursting at the seams? Well, actually, you could barely see an increase in the hospitalization level in the Sunshine State from previous years. And the current level is right on par with the 2018 flu season. And in 2018, we did nothing as a nation to suspend liberties. There is much debate over how to count a COVID hospitalization given the rampant and unprecedented testing of people relative to past flus. But one easy way to observe an apples-to-apples comparison to past flu season is to compare the overall average daily census of hospitalizations now to previous years and adjust those numbers per capita to existing population. In other words, if all the COVID patients are legitimately there because of COVID, we've seen enormous excess in the total number of people in a hospital at any given moment, and Florida is not seeing any gigantic increase. Here's how the math works. HHS tracks the total daily hospitalization levels in all states dating back to January 1st, 2020. And if you take the average daily hospitalization totals in Florida for the fourth quarter of 2020, you'll find an average of 43,150. So naturally, we wondered what the levels were in previous years. And they have data of all these hospitals, starting with the first quarter of 18, which included the harshest flu season we had in a decade. If you average the total hospital census over 90 days from January 1st to March 31st, it works out to 41,094 people in the hospital on the average day. Adjusting for the population at the time, that would be 1,972 hospitalizations per million people. That's compared to 1,998 per 1 million people in the fourth quarter of 2020. With COVID supposedly being the scourge of our lifetimes, it's the same rate. Holy crap, it's the same rate. Let me read it again so you understand. So, in the fourth quarter of this year, with COVID running rampant, it's 1,998 per million people are hospitalized. And you go back to 18, it's 1,972 per million are hospitalized. So, although the hospital numbers for the fourth quarter were about 6 to 8% higher than the fourth quarter of the previous 2 years, it was barely higher than the first quarter of every year. When you look at this chart, it gives you every quarter for the last 3 years. The reason it's fair to compare to the worst months of previous years is because it has become clear that the flu is gone this year and COVID is this year's version of the flu. So with flu cases now down 98.8%, it's reasonable to assume the January census will not grow as it typically does during peak flu season. In other words, lockdown proponents can theoretically suggest The reason the hospital numbers aren't worse is because the measures they're taking. However, Florida serves the perfect control group, given there's no lockdown and there's been no statewide mask restriction for months. And keep in mind, as a nation, we've thrown hundreds of billions of dollars at hospitals to treat this virus compared to past flu seasons. So the level of hospitalization we're equipped to deal with should be much higher than the past. It just shows what a scam this whole thing is. And don't misquote me, liberal media. I didn't say that COVID's a scam. I've never once said since March, not one time have I ever said since this thing started that COVID's a scam. I've said the response to it's a scam. The response by liberals is a scam. The response by Biden's a scam. The response by the DNC's a scam. The response by hospitals who want to get $39,000 bonus for each person that dies of a gunshot wound by calling it COVID, or a car accident by calling it COVID, or a guy beats his wife to death and they call it COVID. Everything's COVID. If you die with a COVID germ in your nose, it's COVID, even if you have four bullets in your head. The response is a scam. The response of the media is a scam. It's really quite amazing that the numbers in Florida right now are really no different at all than they've been for the last 3 years with the flu. And they have no lockdowns and no masks. I wanted to make sure you knew all that. When we get back, we'll take calls. We got some on hold. We'll take more. 833-WAR-TALK.
Friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, keratin, in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizehealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizehealth.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election. All of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Allyn Root sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of the segment of the show, Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, as you know today. Now you really know. Our immune system's facing the most stress, perhaps, in history. Illness, mass, lockdowns. And, of course, the stress of this presidential election. Freedom Health Alliance offers remarkable products to support your immune system. But before I bought their products, I had to experience them for myself before I would tell you about them, right? Personally, I love and use their liquid vitamin D complex and their trace minerals and their natural greens and their probiotics and the best immune-boosting product I've ever used. And since taking these products, my energy is up dramatically. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. I'm feeling better than I have in years. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. And my fans get 20% off their already unbeatably low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341, 888-910-0341. Just say War sent you to get 20% off. That's 888-910-0341. Or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use the promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com. All right, so some other articles I thought might be of interest to you. Got to look through all my pages here. I got so many different articles, my gosh. But I wanted to read you one by a capitalist. Oh, man, I can't find it. I don't know why. It's here somewhere. All about the fact. Here it is. Got it. Okay. So new Great Depression coming in 2021. This is by a guy named Jim Rickards. Five-time best-selling financial author James Rickards contends all the money printing to retard the effects of COVID-19 is not going to produce inflation, just the opposite. He says, let's say I go out to dinner and I tip the waitress, and the waitress takes a taxi home and she tips the taxi driver, and the taxi driver takes the tip money and puts gas in his car. In that example, my $1 tip had a velocity of 3. The waitress tip, the taxi tip, and the gasoline. So my $1 produces a velocity of 3. My $1 produces $3 of goods and services. That's velocity. But what if I stay home, don't go out, and don't spend any money? In that case, my money is a velocity of 0. 7 trillion times 0 is 0. If you don't have velocity, you don't have an economy. The 7 trillion in the is the base money supply, and that could be 8 trillion or 9 trillion soon. And that by itself does not produce inflation. What you need is turnover, and we're not getting any turnover. initially the problem is deflation and not inflation, but deflation. There's too much debt. Growth is too slow. Psychology is wrong because people are saving and not spending. Rickert's new book, The Great New Depression, is predicting rough times for the U.S. economy, but not every asset will be a loser. Rickert says in August of 2020, gold hit a new all-time high. Silver's not at an all-time high, but it's performed very well. Actually, if you break down asset classes, with silver, gold, stocks, bonds, oil, the number one performing asset class last year was silver. Number two was gold. Silver was up 47%. Gold was up about 25%. Gold and silver outperformed stocks and all the other asset classes, but they're going to go a lot higher, and they have to. He says gold is going to go to $15,000 per ounce. And by the way, that is my forecast. Silver will be three figures, $100 or more per ounce. Deflation is a bigger problem than inflation. Everybody hates inflation, but you need inflation. What you have to do is inflate the debt away. The debt is $22 trillion. We will devalue the dollar by 50%, because that is what you have to do. Rickert says this will be a process that will take almost two decades, and the U.S. will need 4% inflation to do it. That's why Rickert thinks gold and silver will go much higher in coming years. He also says central banks are net buyers of gold and will continue to be. He says everybody should have gold and silver in their portfolio, and points out he does not ever sell precious metals, so he's not doing this to make any money. He gives advice on surviving the new Great Depression in his latest book. Rickert thinks if Biden does make it to the White House, his policies will make it much harder for the U.S. to recover than if Trump wins another term. Biden administration policies will impose major headwinds on an economy that is already struggling. So what's interesting is smart is smart is smart. Great minds think alike, right? He's not saying anything that I don't tell you on this show every day. You got to buy gold. You got to buy silver. Bad times are coming. A Great Depression is coming. There's got to be inflation. They've got to inflate because they can't pay the debt otherwise. And this guy's a brilliant economist telling you. Wayne Root's a talk show host telling you, but also a small businessman and an owner of a company that I think could be a billion-dollar company one day. Just took it public on the stock exchange. And so, you know, I think I'm a pretty smart guy. And I've built many other pretty big businesses from nothing, from the ground up, from one desk. And I just believe the debt is out of control, and I believe the spending under Biden will be out of control, and the taxes will be out of control, and the regulations will be out of control, and the border will be out of control. And it's just adding up to, man, if you don't own gold and silver, you're dead. Or if you don't own the right stocks that, you know, rise based on terrible, terrible times, you've just got to own them. There's no choice. No choice at all. When we get back tomorrow, I'm sure we'll know more about what happened today in Washington, D.C. I know what happened today in Las Vegas. My beautiful, wonderful fans came out in great droves. I thank you and I appreciate it. As I leave the show, I want to say I'll be with you. You know, throughout all the bad times that are coming, I'll be with you. We'll fight this together. I want to mention that we have a precious metal asset sponsor of the show. Cornerstone Asset Metals. You got to own gold. You got to own silver. I don't own a gold or silver company. Neither does that guy Rickert's. I'm telling you, call 888-8-GOLD now. There is no choice. You've got to own a little bit of gold and silver. You've got to. 888-8-GOLD now or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com. The official precious metal sponsor of this show. They keep us on the air. Thank you, Cornerstone Metals. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Have yourselves a great day. We'll be back tomorrow from 3 to 6.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.